We're right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, this week, Saudi Arabia lifted its 35-year-old ban on movie theaters and celebrated that decision by screening a very special film. What was it?
Boy, I'm going to go back 35 years.
No, it's a contemporary movie.
Okay. And it's I think it's not going to be Frozen.
No.
It's not Ishtar, because that took place in the Middle East.
That's a good guess, but okay. It is an animated film.
It's an animated okay.
Presumably their reaction was clapping hand, smiley face.
Oh. Is it the little things that clappy hand? I don't know what clappy. Give me one more clue, please. No.
Sad face, Mo.
It's the emoji movie.
The emoji movie. Yes.
Really?
They waited 35 years to see in a movie, and it was the emoji movie, and everybody thought that this new Saudi crown prince would end the human rights abuses.
So wait a minute. So they? What do you mean they changed the law of 35 years? What was
the
law?
Well, this is what happened. The Saudi government banned public screenings of movies back in 1983. Partly as a response to religious pressure, and partly because
they saw Ishtar.
That was the year I think it came out.
Exactly. No more movies. Maybe they thought The Big Chill was self-involved and overrated. Close the theaters. So no movies were shown in the country for 35 years until the current crown prince, in a wave of his reforms, announced that he was lifting the ban, and they started with the showing of the emoji movie.
Well, I think if it's been 35 years since you've been allowed to see a movie and you see the emoji movie, you're probably going to give it another 35.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the clamor to change that law will now recede. So the guy was probably like a trick.
It was.
The guy's like, you want to see a movie? I'll show you a movie.
Yeah. Alonzo, researchers in China have discovered evidence of a new kind of dinosaur with what distinct characteristic?
Wow, a new dinosaur?
Yes.
Feathers?
Well, it has feathers, which are actually quite colorful feathers that make it look particularly...
Colorful? Beautiful?
Beautiful, yes. Generally, the best thing you could say about a dinosaur's looks is that they have a really great personality. This dinosaur is called the Ketong, or as the other dinosaurs called it, Hubba Hubba.
It should be called a Hadasaurus.
Exactly. It has this sort of vibrant rainbow-colored feathers that apparently they believe sparkled in the sun. The Ketong was delicatessen about the size of a large bird and had well-defined cheekbones from all the YouTube videos it saw on contouring.
But how do they know it had feathers? Do the feathers last?
Yeah, apparently they found evidence of its feathers and the composition of the feathers, so they know that the feathers sparkled.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool?
So yeah. in a time now when we're literally battling science, where people just deny...
Yeah.
Science exists and so on. Is this really a good time to say that there was a really pretty feathered dinosaur?
Yeah.
Like, can we just get them to believe there were dinosaurs?
Yeah, start there. It's so terrible to have a new pretty dinosaur. It's going to make the T-Rex feel even more self-conscious about its tiny arms.
Well, not to mention its big head.
Yeah.
It does sound kind of Liberace-like, but as you point out, it would be hard to play the piano.
It would be.
For a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think there are other reasons it would be difficult for a dinosaur to play the piano, starting with there were no pianos.
Yeah.
You are so beautiful. To me, you are so beautiful. To me, can't you see?